Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with State Senator Rich Taylor.
The Senate confirmed Jerry Foxhoven as director of the Iowa Department of Human Services. Did you vote for him?
No, I did not. I think there were about 11 of us that didn't. I don't feel that our Department of Human Services is responding quickly enough to the problems, not only with our patients that are on Medicaid, but to our providers, and also to people, you know, that are juveniles that are having problems, you know, in their family life. I think that we're just not moving fast enough in the right direction. And so basically I was kind of sending a message that we need you to know that the legislature's watching and we're expecting you to make some big differences. And so I'm hoping that will send him that message.
For Senate File 2117, which is a package of $35.5 million in this fiscal year spending cuts, do you think the departments that have been targeted by these cuts are prepared to make the cuts?
Well, they've known that something was coming for quite some time. As far as being prepared to make them, I can't imagine that they could be prepared. I mean, our Department of Corrections, which I have two prisons in my district, one in my hometown and one down in Fort Madison, and with cutting almost $3.5 million out of the Department of Corrections that are already terribly understaffed and just a very, very dangerous place to work in the first place. And then when you understaff them, it not only makes it worse for the employees there, but it also makes it worse for the prisoners. Nobody sentenced anyone to go to the prison to be beaten up on a daily basis. And if you don't have the staff there, you can't protect the inmates either. You know, I think it's a terrible disservice cutting our judicial branch again by a little over $1.5 million. And people are wondering why their cases aren't being held. You know, we have cases that, you know, if they're a criminal case, of course we do get to those. But as far as civil cases, we've got cases out there that are 2-3 years old already. And so further cuts there, and it's irresponsible. It's just irresponsible management mm-hmm. of our state funds. It's not due to the fact that we took in less money. Every year since I've been there, we've taken in more money than the year before. Then the last 2 years, the priorities of that spending have been basically, let's give it back to the corporations in one sort or another, or tax credits, and nobody's trying to get a handle on those, so we can't fund our departments properly.
A mental health system bill is expected to be signed by Governor Reynolds. Do you think the legislature will be able to sufficiently fund it?
No, they will not be able to. They can if they want to, but again, it goes back to the money that we're giving away in corporate welfare. If we're not willing to get a handle on that, we can't fund anything. Those tax credits continue to rise while everything else we're trying to shrink. And this mental health bill, great idea, same thing that we did for the last 60 years, but Governor Branstad decided to shut down our mental health here in Mount Pleasant and our mental health out in Clarinda. And now we're saying, well, we need regional mental health centers. Well, we had those before. I mean, it's not a new concept. We should have never closed what we had. You know, I'm hoping that they'll see their way to cut some of these tax credits and actually fund this program along with everything else.
Senate Republicans have a new bill to give about $4,000 of state money for each student enrolling in private school. Do you think this piece of legislation will gain any traction?
I believe they're intending to pass that. And if you, you know, I'm getting a lot of emails on that, you know, that people think that this is a great thing. If you're already enrolled in a private school, this won't help you. If you're a homeschooler, this won't help you. You have to be enrolled in a public school for the prior year in order for you to take advantage of this. And if you stay enrolled in the public school, this won't do you any good either. You'll have to apply for it every year. It's at a reduced rate of about 60% of what our current per pupil spending is. So it's kind of a way I look at it to try to destroy our public schools by underfunding them.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with State Senator Rich Taylor. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.